Listener's discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Canadian National Anthem. All the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. And also, Happy Canada Day to all Canadians who are tuning into this podcast. Now, let's begin with... What? Oh, shit. Well, I guess we'll have to skip the pod monologue instead. We're going straight to the breaking news edition of Meanwhile, called...
Breaking Meanwhile.
In this breaking news edition of Meanwhile called Breaking Meanwhile, we're gonna go back to 2022 Canada Day, where Justin Trudeau, the current Prime Minister of Canada and hopefully the honorary people's sexiest man alive, made a speech on Canada Day in both English and French languages all at the same time. We, and by mean we, I mean French in yes. That's right. He did it in both languages in one speech. So here is Trudeau's Canada Day speech in 2022.
Hello everyone, happy Canada Day! Bonne fête du Canada! Je suis très heureux d'être en famille avec vous pour célébrer la fête du Canada cette année en personne. You come with your own stories, your own backgrounds, your own lived experiences, and you celebrate together the country that we love and share. Because Canada Day is Canadians Day. This country wouldn't be what it is today without the people who built it and those who continue to build it up every day. People like Tristan DeRoche, a young Métis man who raises awareness and advocates for suicide prevention and who empowers Indigenous youth through music and art. People like Dr. Emily Stowe, a physician who helped create Canada's first medical school for women in the late 1800s at a time when schools didn't allow women to study medicine. Canada is about people who are constantly fighting for something instead of against. When Terry Fox ran to help find a cure for cancer, he was fighting to better other people's lives. When Jean Augustine became the first black woman elected to parliament, she inspired a generation of young girls to follow in her footsteps. Notre pays ne serait pas ce qu'il est sans les gens qui en font partie. Des gens comme l'astronaute David Saint-Jacques qui explore toujours plus haut et plus loin. Des héros comme Guy Lafleur qui nous ont montré qu'on pouvait être des champions. Ou tous nos artistes extraordinaires comme Deborah Cox et Charlotte Cardin et les autres qui ont joué pour nous aujourd'hui, qui racontent nos histoires dans toutes leurs nuances. Leur art nous aide à mieux nous comprendre les uns les autres. Of course, Canada is also the story of people who work hard a little more behind the scenes, but on the front lines. People like Pam, Gloria, Carlo and Christina, and so many other nurses I had the chance to speak with during the pandemic. They are true Canadian heroes. So today and every day, we celebrate them. On this day, we also celebrate those whose names are not well known, like the tens of thousands of Ukrainians who generations ago came to the prairies to farm the land and put food on people's tables. We celebrate the women and men in uniform. On célèbre les membres des forces armées qui sont là pour nous quand il y a des feux de forêt et des inondations au pays. On célèbre aussi ceux qui sont en mission ailleurs dans le monde, loin de leur famille. Je pense entre autres aux centaines de personnes déployées dans le cadre de notre mission de l'OTAN en Europe de l'Est. Ils font tous des sacrifices pour assurer la sécurité des Canadiens et protéger notre liberté, nos valeurs et notre démocratie. We are standing on the shoulders of everyone who built this country before us, and we work hard every day for those who will follow. All the progress we've made didn't happen by accident, and it won't continue without effort. We have a responsibility to carry forward this progress to future generations. Now, I understand that there are serious faults in our history. The location of unmarked graves has served as an opportunity for us all to learn more about that history. I know the pain and the heartbreak this has caused for so many people. Today, we take the time to recommit ourselves to always be there for one another. Canada has never been perfect, and it's not perfect now. Yes, Canada is one of the best countries in the world, but our work to make it better never stops. Les Canadiens sont des bonnes personnes et ont vu du bien les uns pour les autres, que ce soit de défendre la démocratie, de protéger l'environnement, d'avancer sur le chemin de la réconciliation ou de veiller à ce que tout le monde puisse réussir. Aucun défi n'est trop grand si on le relève ensemble. Et c'est ça que notre drapeau représente, nos valeurs et tous nos efforts pour rendre notre pays encore meilleur. There's no challenge too great if we face it together. This is Canada's promise, and this is what our flag represents. It represents our accomplishments and our desire to improve. Every time we see the maple leaf, let's remember the values that it stands for: compassion, hope, and responsibility. justice, openness, and hard work. Let's remember that while we're 38 million people living in six time zones from coast to coast to coast, we only have one country to share, protect, and cherish. And let's remember the thousands upon thousands of stories like Ali's, a refugee from Uganda who's just arrived in Canada. In June, in Toronto, Ali put on a rainbow shirt and celebrated Pride openly for the first time in his life. Being able to be who you are, to love whom you love, to chase your dreams, to live without fear, this is the freedom the maple leaf represents. To Ali, and to those who arrived here last week, or last month, or last year, aux gens dont les ancêtres sont arrivés depuis quelques siècles, ou bien depuis des millénaires, to all people in Canada, this is your home. Today is your day. Happy Canada Day, everyone! Bonne fête du Canada, tout le monde!
Well, merci, Prime Minister Trudeau, on that 2022 Canada Day speech. If you want to listen or watch his 2023 Canada Day speech, you should look it up on YouTube, on his Prime Minister YouTube channel, the Justin Trudeau YouTube channel. But after this brief ad, we're gonna do a little throwback segment on Wednesday, June 28th of this year, when Domingo Germán, who is the pitcher of the New York Yankees, threw a perfect game against the Oakland Athletics at the Oakland's County Coliseum. Now, I mean the Oakland's Alameda County Coliseum. Mind me. But stay tuned, folks, on this Canada Day Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
The state of Louisiana is banning minors from accessing websites whose pornographic content exceeds 30%. Introducing Pornhub. Pornhub is the only adult entertainment site comprised of one-third explicit images and two-thirds public records from the Louisiana Department of Housing and Urban Development. Pornhub has all the information you need about first-time homebuyer incentives, eviction protection, disaster relief, and horny stepmilfs who want it so bad they can't get enough. This month, Pornhub starts the year with big natural hot tub lesbians and an in-depth interview with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marsha Fudge. Pornhub, 30% hot, as directed by law. Void where prohibited. Prohibited where void. Use promo code FUDGE for 30% off your first 30 days.
Apologies to Marsha.
And we back, folks. Now let's get to that quarantine segment. It is the quarantine version of Meanwhile called
Quarantine While.
In this Quarantine While segment is where we get to talk about history. And by history, I mean Major League Baseball history. On June 28, 2023, a lot of baseball fans would think that we may never see a perfect game again, until that night at Oakland Coliseum, New York Yankees against the Oakland A's, and the Yankees obliterated their A's. And, well, in many fashion, not a good way, in the NBC Sports California version and the YES Network version of those two calls, an historic night for Domingo Germán, who is the pitcher for the New York Yankees. And here was the call from the NBC Sports California version of this historic night.
Here is Esteury Ruiz. As the pitch is swung on, hit on one hop to Donaldson. Donaldson to first. He has done it. Domingo Germán has won the 24th perfect game in Major League history. And he is being mobbed by his teammates. Incredible. A perfect game for Germán.
From the first pitch of the ball game, Domingo Germán showed you things were working well. Fastball, curveball, changeup, everything was on its best behavior tonight for Domingo Germán.
We have seen history tonight.
We sure have.
27 up, 27 down for the Yankee right-hander. The fourth perfect game in Yankees history. And the first perfect game in Major League Baseball nearly 11 years.
You know, it's a good thing that these opposing broadcasting team who are in the losing side of the perfect game or no-hitter, whatever that is, didn't go silent. Unlike those in the Bally Sports / Fox Sports back in 2021 when Carlos Rodon, who was a former White Sox player, threw a no-hitter against Cleveland, formerly known as the Indians, who are currently the Guardians. Yeah, well, I find it very funny. I guess they were in the press mode, if you tell me. Now, YES Network, they were very, very excited that the perfect game took place. How do I know? Well, here was the audio version of their broadcast of Domingo Germán's perfect game.
Esteury Ruiz stands in his way. Grounded to third.
To make the Yankees rotation out of spring, who has been suspended during this year, who is coming off back-to-back starts where he struggled so mightily you wondered if he was pitching for his spot in the rotation tonight, and he delivered.
And after that historic perfect game from Domingo Germán for the New York Yankees, which is the fourth time a player from the New York Yankees pitched a perfect game, which is the most of any other teams in this modern era, more than the White Sox and other teams that had thrown a perfect game. Now, here was his post game interview after that historic game.
Meredith Berakovic, take it away.
Ryan, I tried to, but they had something else in mind. Nestor Cortez starting it. Wow is right, Domingo. 27 up, 27 down. Tonight you became a part of baseball history, pitching the 24th perfect game. Can you describe the emotions you're feeling right now?
27 bateadores, 27 outs. El juego perfecto, number 20. El número 24 en la historia de béisbol. ¿Qué se siente? ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Qué emociones sientes?
Es muy emocionado. Es algo lógico. Puedo decir que mi carrera es un logro de los más grandes que se existe en el béisbol. Es algo muy emocionante, de verdad. Siempre lo soñé y gracias a Dios hoy en día lo cumplí y me lo viviré toda la vida.
Ah, so exciting. You know, when you think about something very unique in baseball, you know, and not many people have an opportunity to pitch a perfect game, to accomplish something like this in my career, you know, something that I'm going to remember forever, be part of history. So exciting.
Take me through that final pitch, that final out.
El último out, el último bateador, ¿verdad? El último picheo. ¿Qué está pasando en ese momento?
El último inning, la presión más grande que uno puede sentir. Uno no quiere fallar el picheo, uno quiere visualizar cada conteo. Es lo más presión que he podido sentir en mi carrera, ese último inning completo.
Yeah, that last inning was very different. Very different. You know, I felt an amount of pressure that I've never felt before. You know, I'm trying to visualize what I want to execute there. At the same time, I don't want to miss, you know, so much pressure, but yet so rewarding.
I saw you take a minute or two on the mound. How did you manage that pressure in the ninth?
¿Y cómo manejaste esa presión? ¿Verdad? ¿En qué te enfocaste?
No tratar de hacer más, seguir enfocado como comencé la primera entrada, no tratar de tirar más duro ni de hacer más, simplemente ejecutar cada lanzamiento y mantener la consistencia y el balance de cada lanzamiento.
Yeah, I think the key there was not to overthrow, you know. Like I mentioned before, I was feeling the pressure in that inning, but at the same time, I wanted not to overthrow, keep the same focus from the first inning, understand the lanes of attack that we were using during the game, and keep executing.
When did you start thinking about it?
¿En algún momento te pasó por la mente? ¿Cuándo te pasó por la mente?
Todo juego. Lo sabía y tenía que mantener ese enfoque y ese balance en todo el juego.
Throughout the whole game, you know, I just wanted to keep focus, you know, and keep balance.
What was it about your stuff that allowed you to be perfect?
¿Y qué tú crees que fue lo que te permitió hacer perfecto en esta noche? Según los lanzamientos de esta noche, la combinación de los lanzamientos, ¿cuál es de ellos?
La muerte de una persona que se murió hace 2 días. Payaque, él siempre fue una persona, un tío para mí, un padre para mí, y en verdad me chocó esa muerte, y ayer lloré bastante en el clubhouse, me sentía mal, y lo tenía en mente, y se dio, gracias a Dios se dio, y se lo dedico a él, a Payaque, que Dios lo tenga la gloria.
Yeah, unfortunately, two days ago, an uncle of mine passed away, and, you know, I cried a lot yesterday in the clubhouse. So, you know, I had him with me throughout the whole game. I was thinking about him, you know, and it happened. And it's this game is a tribute to him.
What would he think of this?
¿Qué tú crees que él pensaría de este juego perfecto?
Tuviera lo más alegre. Una persona que siempre estuvo ahí conmigo, siempre me estuvo dando buenos consejos y le tocó alto verlo así. Él lo está viendo desde allá del cielo.
Yeah, he would have been so happy. You know, he was always someone that really brought a joy to our family. And it happened for him to watch it this way from up there, you know, so that's it.
Domingo, congratulations. The fourth perfect game in Yankee history, 24th in MLB history. Enjoy this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, a big congratulations to Domingo Germán and the New York Yankees, who made history against the Oakland A's at Oakland Coliseum. Now, after this brave ad, we're gonna listen to a song from Lindsay L. So, stay tuned on this Canada Day Saturday edition of Random Stuff, Season 4.
This Valentine's Day, give her a gift she'll cherish forever. A shreddable arrangement. A gorgeous bouquet of official classified documents, handpicked from the homes of presidents and vice presidents who just happen to have them lying around. Choose from
what I call scent of Corvette. Breathe in the aroma of sweet leather seats mingled with Iranian military secrets that were sitting on the floor of my garage next to an old can of WD-40, Jack.
Or perhaps, by God's grace, your betrothed prays for something spiritual. Might I suggest Mother May I, a Pence family collection of Space Force secrets and prayers for Jerusalem, handsomely displayed in an empty carton of lactate. 2%.
Shut up, loser! The most romantic arrangement by far is from Trump. Grab him by the peonies, a fantastic bouquet of nuclear codes from Melania's shoe closet at Mar-a-Lago. The finest, most top-secret documents, lovingly crumpled by my own tiny hands and flushed down a toilet of solid gold. Wow.
Breathtaking, original, and highly illegal. Shreddable arrangements for secrets worth keeping.
Available at Walgreens.
And we back, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff, a.k.a. Canada Day. Now, since it is Canada Day, we're gonna get to listen to a song from a Canadian. And this Canadian, originally from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, who made a name for herself in the country music scene. And here's her live performance back in 2018 called Criminal. Here's Lindsay L.
All so much for being the reason and requesting and downloading and playing the song so much. We're gonna leave you with this. This is Criminal.
Thank you.
That is her song Criminal back in 2018, which was uploaded on YouTube by Jen Rogers. Go watch that performance there on YouTube. But until then, after this brief ad, we wrap up this Canada Day edition of Random Stuff, so stay tuned, folks.
At ConocoPhillips, we drill oil in the most inhospitable places on Earth, from the baking desert to the frozen tundra. And when burning that oil causes the tundra to become unfrozen, we don't give up. We refreeze that tundra using giant chillers. And when burning the oil to power the chillers causes catastrophic hurricanes and flooding, we don't back down. We build a humongous impenetrable dome over our drills and move inside with all our money. Food runs low, but we don't quit. We turn to cannibalism, feasting on human flesh to keep on drilling until the Earth's destroyed and everyone's dead. But do we quit then? Yes, then I guess we quit. ConocoPhillips, maybe we didn't think this through.
Well, we do appreciate your honesty. It's just...
Well, folks, that is it for this Canada Day edition on this Saturday's Random Stuff Season 4. But be sure to tune in tomorrow to wrap up a 4-episode weekend. Yes, 2 from Friday, including tonight and also tomorrow. So, good night and big balls.